This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Despite the fact that a U.S. government shutdown has been averted, another week of turmoil seems to be in the making at Capitol Hill. A conservative legislator has promised to be relentless in his efforts to oust Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Far-right conservatives are unhappy that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached out to Democrats to pass the temporary funding bill. Ousting him is now a top priority for conservative Republican Representative Matt Gaetz.
In January, to get the speakership, Kevin had to agree to certain guardrails on spending. America's lawmakers take one up or down vote on the funding of the entire government. That is crazy. That is the reason we're $33 trillion in debt. We want to move to single-subject spending bills. He made that commitment. He broke it.
McCarthy's response was defiant. Political scientist Oscar Pocasangre noted that more political instability could hurt the United States' credibility as well as its economic standing. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, listed as a terror group by Turkey and its Western allies, claim responsibility for a suicide bombing in the Turkish capital on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says that the attackers were killed and that the injured two people.
During a spate of violence in 2015 and 2016, Kurdish militants, Islamic State, and other groups either claimed or were blamed for several attacks in major Turkish cities. The incident also comes on the day that Turkey's parliament was set to open a new session. Ankara's chief prosecutor has launched an investigation into Sunday's incident.
PKK told the ANF news agency a sacrificial action was carried out against the Turkish Interior Ministry by a